Imagine waking up without a hangover, feeling genuinely refreshed rather than just less awful than yesterday. What if the key to changing your relationship with alcohol isn't found in willpower or therapy, but in your refrigerator? This revolutionary approach to managing alcohol consumption through nutrition is transforming how we understand drinking patterns and cravings. When we drink, alcohol travels directly into our bloodstream, triggering a complex cascade of biochemical reactions. The liver works overtime to process ethanol, depleting essential nutrients and disrupting hormonal balance. Meanwhile, blood sugar rises sharply before crashing, creating that familiar cycle where one drink becomes many despite our best intentions. This isn't a failure of willpower, it's biology. The connection runs deeper than most realize. Alcohol damages the gut lining, altering the microbiome, and allowing harmful bacteria to flourish. Bacteria that actually crave alcohol and sugar, sending signals to your brain demanding more. Simultaneously, nutrient absorption decreases, leaving your body without the building blocks needed for crucial neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. The result? A perfect biochemical storm that makes moderation nearly impossible for many people. This isn't just theory. Countless individuals have discovered that addressing nutritional imbalances dramatically reduces alcohol cravings, making moderation achievable or sobriety sustainable without constant struggle. The path to changing your drinking habits might begin not with a pledge, but with a plate. Your relationship with alcohol likely falls into one of three distinct patterns, each with different triggers and nutritional needs. Social drinkers consume alcohol mainly in group settings. They can abstain for days, but struggle with moderation once they start. They benefit from blood sugar stabilizing strategies before events and nutrient-dense recovery meals after. Stress drinkers use alcohol to manage life's pressures. They need adrenal-supporting nutrients and blood sugar management. The HALT principle helps. Avoid getting too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, as these states trigger cortisol release that intensifies cravings. Habitual drinkers have developed dependencies. They drink daily across various situations and experience powerful cravings when trying to stop. Their bodies need comprehensive nutritional support for liver function, neurotransmitter production, and gut healing. Understanding your archetype identifies your biochemical triggers, your roadmap for targeted nutritional strategies that address the root causes of your drinking patterns. Wonder why that first drink immediately makes you crave another? It's about blood glucose levels. Alcohol initially raises blood sugar, creating energy and euphoria, but as your body metabolizes it, blood sugar drops sharply, triggering intense cravings for more alcohol or carbohydrates. This roller coaster explains why moderation feels impossible for many. The first drink creates a physiological demand for more, regardless of intentions. It's not about willpower. Your body is responding to biochemical signals. When alcohol raises blood sugar, your pancreas secretes insulin while impairing your liver's ability to use glucagon, which normally increases blood sugar when levels drop. This disruption explains why up to 95% of heavy drinkers experience blood sugar dysregulation. Regular drinking also imbalances hunger hormones, ghrelin, signaling hunger, and leptin, signaling fullness, with research showing direct correlations between these hormone levels and alcohol cravings. The solution? Stabilize blood sugar through strategic eating. Consume protein at every meal, 15 to 25 grams, and snack, 10 to 15 grams. Include healthy fats, choose complex carbohydrates with fiber, and eat every 3 to 4 hours, including an afternoon snack between 3 to 5 p.m. when happy hour cravings typically strike. This approach not only reduces alcohol cravings, but improves energy, mood stability, and cognitive function. Your intestinal tract serves as a sophisticated communication center connected directly to your brain. This gut-brain axis explains why digestive health impacts mood disorders, anxiety, depression, and alcohol cravings. Alcohol damages the gut lining, reducing stomach acid and digestive enzymes needed for proper food breakdown. This creates a cascade: poor nutrient absorption, slower waste elimination, and a shift toward harmful gut bacteria that generate cravings for sugar, refined carbs, and alcohol. When tight junctions in your intestinal wall widen, a condition called leaky gut, larger particles enter the bloodstream, triggering inflammation that affects brain function, hormone balance, and intensifies cravings. Healing begins with strategic food choices. Fiber-rich foods from fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and whole grains support beneficial bacteria. Most Americans consume less than half the recommended daily fiber, depriving their microbiome of essential nutrients. Include fermented foods for probiotics and prebiotic foods like apples and garlic to feed beneficial bacteria. Liver-supporting foods such as beets and cruciferous vegetables aid detoxification. The key insight: you cannot meaningfully heal your gut while regularly consuming alcohol. Alcohol continuously damages the systems you're trying to repair, while reducing drinking accelerates gut healing, creating a positive feedback loop that decreases cravings. Alcohol depletes nutrients essential for neurotransmitter function, creating a cycle where drinking increases cravings by reducing the very nutrients needed for proper brain chemistry. Serotonin, our feel-good neurotransmitter, requires tryptophan, B vitamins, and minerals. Low levels increase vulnerability to stress and impulsive drinking. Sources include turkey, eggs, cheese, nuts, and seeds. Dopamine drives our reward system. Alcohol thoughts trigger a pre-reward dopamine spike, while stopping drinking causes dopamine to drop below baseline, creating withdrawal and cravings. Protein-rich foods containing tyrosine help reduce these effects. GABA calms the nervous system, while glutamate stimulates it. Alcohol artificially boosts GABA while suppressing glutamate, explaining its anxiety-relieving effects. Magnesium-rich foods and vitamin B6 support natural GABA production. Alcohol physically alters brain structure. A 2022 University of Pennsylvania study found that even 1 to 2 daily drinks reduce brain volume, aging the brain and affecting memory and cognitive function. Targeted supplements can accelerate recovery. L-glutamine can stop alcohol cravings within minutes when dissolved under the tongue. L-theanine produces calming effects similar to alcohol without toxicity. B-complex vitamins, magnesium, and omega-3 fatty acids support neurotransmitter production and brain repair. Changing your relationship with alcohol requires creating a supportive environment. Research shows community support outperforms individual therapy for maintaining sobriety. Support options now extend beyond Alcoholics Anonymous to include Smart Recovery, She Recovers, Women for Sobriety, and numerous online communities. The Sober Curious movement has normalized questioning alcohol use without identifying as an alcoholic. When declining drinks socially, simple responses work best. I'm not drinking tonight. I'm taking a break. Or I feel better when I don't drink. Carrying a non-alcoholic beverage often prevents questions entirely. Be mindful of media influences. Social media normalizes problematic drinking through memes and posts, with research linking heavy usage to increased drinking. Consider unfollowing accounts that glorify drinking, changing triggering music playlists, and critically evaluating alcohol advertising. Rather than focusing on never drinking again, take your journey one day at a time with small, achievable goals. Each nutritional improvement creates a positive feedback loop, where better physical health leads to clearer thinking and better choices. Your relationship with alcohol isn't fixed. By addressing the underlying nutritional and biochemical factors driving your cravings, you can change how your body responds to alcohol. This isn't about willpower. It's about working with your biology. The freedom you seek might begin with what's on your fork rather than what's in your glass.